Real music, real interviews, real information. That's why we call it Real Gospel with the X-Man.
Christina Bell with Going on Real Gospel.
Even if his mercy runs out, he still gets the glory. Now this is the part where you just lift up the praise. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Lift up the praise in this house. Yeah.
It has covered the secrets that bring me to my knees, yeah. Oh, so faithful.
Yeah.
Real Gospel is the place where God gets the glory and artists tell their stories. And I'm always honored when I have anointed people of God who just sort of just, they come into the studio and they just grace us with their presence. And Christina Going, I'm sorry, Christina. See, I messed up already. Christina Bell. The song is going, but I've been doing that for the longest. Something's wrong with me. Anyway, welcome to Real Gospel.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It is indeed a pleasure to be here.
Right. So, right off the jump, as they say in the street vernacular, let's go ahead and tell the listeners where they may know you from and the group. Let's take care of that on the front end.
All right.
You sang with the group.
I sang with the group Zael.
That's right.
And we actually used to frequent Nashville back in the day.
Yeah.
That's where I'm from.
Yeah. And so I'm pretty sure that there's an interview that I did with you all in the archives.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to dig it up. It's
okay.
On my website, you know.
Okay.
And so, yeah, I'm going to go back and check out what y'all were saying back then.
Cool deal.
And see how
probably
God
nothing too
saying,
interesting, but you know.
Oh, come on. So, you are doing tremendous things. Your song is simply awesome.
Thank you.
I mean, you exalt the Lord in a way that just... maybe there's got to be something wrong with you if you can't get up and praise, if you can't move, if you can't clap your hands, if you can't, you know, the Spirit is ushered in relatively quickly. So tell the listeners just a little bit about your background. Where'd you grow up? How did you first come to know and love Jesus? You know, little stuff like that. Just in case somebody just found the Lord yesterday and gospel music is brand new to them.
Okay. I grew up in a rather small, medium town in Louisiana, Shreveport, Louisiana.
Okay.
And I was actually first introduced to Christ through my grandfather.
Oh.
And he actually baptized me.
Oh.
So I was a grandfather's girl.
Yeah.
So, you know.
That's
but
special.
Yeah, indeed. And it was really, really a great upbringing.
Uh-huh.
Whenever my mom would have to work, which would basically be every Sunday, we lived right down the street from the church.
Yeah.
And we would just walk down there and all of the youth would come down to our house
yeah.
and we would play outside
Aww.
Every weekend, every summer. And it was really, really great, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah. And Zael would be there too. So I just put that in there.
So is that sort of how y'all met? So are y'all childhood friends? Oh, wow.
Yeah, we met through, we actually grew up together. We went to the same schools
gotcha.
Together as well. But I actually started the group. I wanted to do a choir, youth choir in the city. And Zael was actually the only five people that showed up, along with Royce Mosley, which became our vocal coach and vocal instructor, and he introduced us to the Clark Sisters.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Wow. Yeah, we're going to talk about the Clark Sisters. Trust me, we're going to get there. But you said something. Sometimes I pick up on things in an interview that sort of, they wow me.
Mm-hmm.
And so, today's youth, you know, it's hard pressed to find. I'm not going to, you know, paint everyone with that brush, but I would just say it's hard pressed to find youth that sort of have that same spirit like you had and your friends had to want to sing and use their voices for the greater good of God. I mean, in terms of there are youth choirs,
of course.
I'm not saying that they're not, but it's rare that I just. Are you seeing what do you see when you're traveling? Are you encountering other youth that are aspiring to, you know, want to grab the microphone and sing unto the Lord?
Unfortunately, not. I'll just say when I was growing up. And even when my mom was growing up, we wanted to sing with each other and harmonize. Like, that was our thing.
Yeah.
You know, we wanted to always grab the microphone. We grew up in a church where you could stand in the pulpit because they wanted you to know where you should go.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? And so we got the opportunity to always be at the church.
Yeah.
We were always at the church.
Wow.
And not because anybody made us.
Yeah.
But nowadays, it just seems as though it's, you know, kind of taboo. It's taboo that, you know, you don't have a lot of people to push our youth into being as amazing as God wants them to be.
Yes,
so,
yeah.
It's unfortunate, but, you know, you still have a lot of people that are out there like myself.
Yes.
I will push you to be as great as you would want to be or better.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. So, we'll go ahead and mention the Clark Sisters because just as you were speaking... are you like sort of in Clark sister mode, Tweaky Clark mode, because as you sort of favor her in a way. So are you currently, for those who don't know, there's a movie coming out. Is it on Lifetime?
Yes.
Lifetime, mm-hmm. And you get to play Tweaky Clark. It's based on the Clark sisters, correct?
Yes, yes.
And so are you currently in character, as they say?
I am not.
Oh, okay. So you just, okay. So,
it probably has a lot to do with the fact that I spent probably 3 months portraying her.
Wow.
So,
see? I knew it was something.
Look, it's like if you go to New Orleans, you pick up their accent. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm from Louisiana, but every time I go to New Orleans, I always pick up their accent, and it's kind of like it's hard to drop it because you're like, oh, baby, you know, doing all that stuff. So, you know, it's weird, but probably because I was her for 3 months.
So how this happened? How did that come together for this, Pride, for this?
Actually, I'll give you the really, really short version, but, but actually, I was presented with the character through my management, and they saw it online, the one and only.
Yeah.
Donald Lawrence posted it, and he was
that's my brother,
but he posted it. My management got a hold of it. They were like, you need to go and audition for it. I auditioned for it the first time, it didn't go through, and then the next time it went straight through, and they were like, you need to be Twinkie. What you want to do? Like, you want to do it? So I was like, you know.
Wow.
Immediately started working and making sure that I portrayed her and had the most reverence and respect for her.
Wow.
Yeah.
Your life is about to change.
Oh, thank you.
You know, come on. Because see, there's the church world, and she is, they are legendary, especially
of
her.
Course.
They are legendary.
Of course.
And then there will be people who don't know who they are and who Tweaky is, and her contribution and their family's contribution and their mother's. I mean, and once they watch that, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I'm sitting.
Everybody's actually going to be blown away.
Wow.
Every character that played in it, and of course, Kiara is in it as well. She's playing her mom. So,
shouts out to Kiara.
Yes,
Kiki. Don't call. Yeah. She got mad because I called her Kiki one time. I said, but you get. She sat right where you're sitting. Her and her brother came through 3 or 4 years ago. They were on doing a tour. She was doing something. So, yeah.
Cool deal.
So, well, your life's about. I'm definitely going to take a few photos with you.
Okay.
Because before you leave, because, I mean, your life's about to boom.
Thank you.
And because I watched, they did a documentary. You watch Unsung?
Yes.
Did you watch that documentary
of
they did?
Did?
Oh, wow. So, and even that was amazing. So,
absolutely.
Anything you can share with us about this documentary coming out?
I can definitely share that this is not going to be, you know, usually they're really private family.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, usually you don't get their innermost secrets everything. You'll get the opportunity to see exactly what has happened. I don't think that you'll see every single detail, but you'll get to absolutely see what the rumors were and what the truth really is.
Wow.
So it's gonna be absolutely amazing.
Wow.
The person that wrote it, she did her research.
Yeah.
I said, you go, girl. So
that is simply amazing and awesome. So I'm trying to figure out what to ask you next, because that's such a, I know it's about your music, but all that. So this song that's out now, are you going to have any music of your own to sort of coincide with the release of the documentary? What's going on?
It won't coincide. Well, at this moment, I don't think that it'll coincide with the release of the movie.
Gotcha.
But I've been working on this album since 2017.
Gotcha.
So I really want people to just be blessed by the music. We're working on everything right now. We're trying to get some tweaking and stuff out of the way as far as the music is concerned. But it'll be out really, really soon. I'll give a date and all that stuff. But and I'll be coming back to do an interview.
Yes. Make time for the little man. I'm joking.
You're good.
Yeah.
But I'll definitely be back so that I can give accurate dates and everything.
Yeah.
But it's done. It was done in my hometown in Shreveport, Louisiana.
Yeah.
And it was live.
That's what I was going to ask you. So is the whole thing live?
Yes.
Because,
absolutely.
You know, hearing you live is just, I can just tell. that, you know, you feed off the people.
Indeed.
That you minister while you're ministering. I mean,
I'm really excited about doing studio.
Yeah.
You know, I love it, but because you actually get the opportunity to hone in on everything that you want to do, and you know, you hear really, really good. But it's something about being out and being able to share those moments with the listening audience, because they feed off you, you feed off of them. Yes. So I think I want to just continue doing live records.
Yes.
Every record.
You're looking at your manager.
Every
you're like,
record.
Okay.
We on the same page, right?
Yeah. He hears this interview. He knows what's going on. So your music career. Who's playing? Who is that? Is that a guitar? What is that? Who's playing the instruments and going?
Oh,
because it starts. You all start off on a high.
Of course.
Like
yes.
What? It's like
I
boom.
Mean, it wouldn't be Christina if we didn't do it like that. You know. Actually, Alex Johnson. It's some hometown musicians. Alex Johnson. The person that actually produced it is Jamel Kimbrough. So he actually got a lot of different musicians to kind of get some different sounds and everything to get some clarification in studio.
Man.
But as far as the live, Alex Johnson and a band got together they made it happen.
Man.
Yeah, absolutely. Incredible.
Ooh, yes.
Like, this is what we want to do. The two people that actually wrote it is Isaiah Templeton.
Yep.
I don't know if you all play his music.
Yep.
Okay, well, good then. Isaiah
That's
Templeton.
My brother. He's been on the show, so yeah.
Really?
That's right.
Really?
Yep.
So without me.
See? We'll have to talk to him about that. You know,
he's
trying to do his thing, but I'll make sure that, you know.
Right. He got together with his best friend, Shamar Blake.
Okay, now I don't know who Shamar Blake is.
They wrote, they actually write together.
Okay.
So they wrote Going for me. Well, not necessarily for me, but they wrote it and then they gave it to me. This was the first song that I actually heard for the live album.
Yeah.
I couldn't shake it. I was like, dude, this is absolutely amazing. I was crying.
Wow.
Because I felt like everybody could relate to this song, but before anybody else could hear it, I needed to hear it so that I could relate to it.
Gotcha.
And then on top of that, it's catchy too.
It is.
Going.
It is.
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to take an anointed praise and worship. I mean, you can sing it, you can try and pull it off, but if you don't have the anointing, I'm sorry. You're gonna have to, because you know you take us there quick.
Thank you.
It's like if you come into church, have you ever led praise and worship?
Yes.
Well, good.
Yes.
I like to ask all praise and worship leaders to just say a little something to the people who show up for church late. Yeah, because they could be there on time, but they show up late and they miss out on what you bring. So talk to them real quick. Give them some advice.
So here's the thing. A lot of people might not agree with this, but I'm different. I feel this way. If you are a praise and worship leader and you're there to start worship, it's not about the people that it's not necessarily about having a lot of people in the audience, because you're not there to just sing to them, but you're actually there to give God glory and to give him praise. I'm not saying it's okay to be late for service, but what I am saying is to make sure that first and foremost that you're not, as the praise and worship leader, that you're not there to perform in the front of man and get those accolades like that. Secondly, if you're coming in to church late and you know that you can be there on time or before time, make sure that you get your clothes and all that stuff ready the day
night before.
Like, it's ridiculous that, you know, we don't do that. Like, you do it for work.
Yes.
Do it for church. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And, you know, go in the house earlier than, you know, usual. And, so you can be on time for
That's
church.
Right.
You know?
That's right.
I mean, I get it. You know, from time to time, it can be a distraction.
Mm-hmm.
Be very disrespectful to people that are up.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you have all of this stuff that's going on.
Yeah.
But, you know, the scripture says to enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him. Bless his name. So we should come together corporately and not be disrespectful of each other's gifts and talents whenever they're going forth. So, yeah.
There it is.
Yeah.
It came from Christina Bell, y'all. So as we wrap up this interview, please tell the listeners how they can find out more about you, how they can reach out to you, how they can get your project.
So you can definitely go to my website. Mm-hmm. It is called officialchristina.com. And make sure you put C-H-R-I-S-T-I-N-A, not N-E. But officialchristina.com, you'll see everything that you need to be aware of as far as dates are concerned. You can also follow me on all of social media platforms, and that information is on there as well. So, and also download and stream my music wherever music is sold and streamed at. And also make sure to listen here for my music. Thank you.
You're welcome. The one and only Christina Bell. She's blowing up, y'all. Y'all better, I'm telling y'all. Girl. It's time to go take a picture.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you for coming by Real Gospel.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been a pleasure.
You're listening to Real Gospel with the X-Man.